I'm Todd Morris, Mission Network News. This week, Food for the Hungry is visiting one of their newest communities in Guatemala, and by their side, some of their largest supporters, moms. A network of local parenting sites reaching more than 2 million readers has joined forces with Food for the Hungry. Jeremy Reese says the partnership is a perfect fit.
Their desire and their goal is to sponsor 300 children.
What sponsorship looks like is different for each community.
Some communities, it might be in education, agricultural training, and clean water. In other communities, there might also be a need for a community center for deworming of children.
What is consistent is Food for the Hungry's commitment to help communities become self-sustaining through the hope of the gospel.
We're in a community about 10 years, and within 10 years, we're taking that community from extreme poverty to out of poverty.
We've got great ways for you to follow the stories and get involved at missionnews.org. But what about moms who could benefit from sponsorship? When your mom has all she needs, finding a Mother's Day gift can be hard. So here's an idea. Let her know you gave a mother halfway around the world a sewing machine to help her take care of her family. Through their tailoring classes, India Partners is helping change the lives of impoverished women. Donna Glass of India Partners.
The success of other women who are in the program is really only possible through people who support the schools, through prayers or through the gifts of machines. It can make a difference to help bring change to people who are suffering from poverty.
The classes have also become a way to share the gospel, and you can help. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more intelligently? Then get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.